at 7:14 p.m. We'll go through the first roll call. Senator Cho.
Here.
Senator Mimon.
Present.
Senator Stankovic.
Here.
Senator Tai.
Here.
Senator Nunez. Senator Duterte.
Here.
Okay, so now would any of you motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Senator Mimon approves the agenda. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Stankovic. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move to guest announcement and public comment. If you wish to give a guest announcement, well, there's no guest announcement. If you wish to give a public comment, please just say your name, raise your hand, and you have 2 minutes. Okay, seeing and hearing none, we'll move to pending business. Item A is the same junior transfer mentorship of Sean. Sean has not answered me or her team or his team. So what I'm thinking is that we might just table indefinitely.
Did anyone reach out to him?
Wait, I reached
out many times.
Wait, yeah. I just reached out to his one of his chiefs of staff to ask if they would be sending anyone, but I don't think anyone in their office even has known that it's been on the agenda the past few weeks, because like Sean probably hasn't communicated it. But she said that she'll bump him, so if we can maybe come back to it.
I think in that case, like, we should maybe just table it for another week.
Wait, no, like come back to it this meeting. Like, because I told her to, like, if no one comes to talk about it, like, this meeting, we're gonna table it indefinitely, and she said that's okay.
Okay, then yeah, I think that's
so
fine.
We just
so
can, like, wait to come back to it. And
sure, we can move to new business and come back. Oh my god, people keep like sending so many bills and having no one here. Come on now, y'all. Okay, we'll start with item A, establishing USAC. Oh, good to know that nobody put me in the cosplay, but that's okay, Isha.
Yeah, sure. Can we get edit access?
Mm-hmm. All right, you should have access.
Were you, like, did they consult with you?
Yeah, we edited the resolution before passing.
And also for this bill, we don't forward it to Senate, we forward it to GovCon.
Yeah, we have the same, the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For which one?
For the...
For establishing USAC. So if we pass it, we table it.
We forward it to
GovCon. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have any questions? I can answer them.
Can you just like quickly go over like what the commission will hope to like achieve, or?
It's basically the same as it is now,
mm-hmm.
just that by making it a commission, first of all, they'll be able to have funding
mm-hmm.
to have programming coming out of it. It's been so far like a pretty successful ad hoc committee, and so we hope that by making it a established commission will also allow for like advocacy for undocumented students to continue, since I don't think that like a seat in the Senate will be possible like every year,
yeah.
or there's not such a thing as a caucus as for other communities. By having this commission, we'll be able to like channel all of the efforts for the community,
mm-hmm.
Like year after year.
Yeah. I read it over and I think that's awesome. I like it.
It's like pretty much the same as like the AHO. They just like changed the wording to make it like, oh, now it's a permanent committee.
I'm gonna add my name as a co-sponsor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well.
Oh, was your name already on it?
Or did I don't think so. I thought so, but it seems like he wasn't. So.
If that's all the edits, should we forward it to the code?
Yes.
I move to forward SR 2526-64 as amended to GovCom.
Sarah Mimon moves forward item A to GovCom. Is there a second? Second by Senator Tai. Anyone opposed? Seeing here none, we'll move to discuss item B. Could anyone open?
I move to open informal discussion on item B for.
Like 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Motion to open informal discussion by 2 minutes by Senator Tai. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator. Was that Chair? Yeah, I think so. Anyone opposed? Seeing here none. This is protect loan access for guardian professional students. I don't know what's happening. I read over it and I thought it was pretty good. I think Calvin explained what was about like two Senate meetings ago.
Yeah.
But it's basically just like changing the like credit loan system because Trump's barriers and stuff like that. This will make students from different parts of higher education to be able to access loans easily, essentially. Yeah.
Okay. I move to close informal discussion.
Motion to inform.
Second.
Informal discussion by Senator Rodarte, second by Senator Cho. Anyone opposed? Seeing here none, would someone be able to forward it to the Senate?
I move to forward it to the Senate.
Motion to forward item B to the Senate by Senator Cho. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Mimon. Anyone opposed? Seeing here none, we'll move to item C. I think it. Pretty basic, but can we open informal?
I move to open informal discussion on item 57 for 2 minutes.
Motion to open informal discussion on item C by 2 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Kristen Calvin. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing not. We'll open informal discussion on item C. I don't think there's anyone here from GS Office. It's pretty straightforward. I'm a little bit confused because it says, therefore, be it further resolved that the ASUC formally recognizes Japanese American Carcerization Day of Remembrance and that the ASUC formally honors the lives, resilience, and contribution of Japanese American. And then two paragraphs after says that ASUC elected officials are encouraged to officially honor.
I think maybe it's just like the first one is like the ASUC itself is like honoring the lives and like recognizing it, and the other one is like the ASUC, like the senators are encouraged to do like programming and stuff.
But doesn't that?
Cause I think one is like the ASUC itself, and the other one is like the ASUC senators.
But like we are the ASUC.
But doesn't mean like everyone.
Yeah, if not, it just like contradicts the first one.
Because I think sometimes we pass bills and stuff that are like the AACC, like the AACC as an organization, not like the members within it. Like the AACC itself is like recognizing blah 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 month or blah 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 individual. But then this other one is like, and then on top of that, like the officials in the AACC should also be like in tandem, should also be like doing events on this, or it should be, you know, doing some you know, posts about whatever month or this and that. It's like encouraging people in the AACC to do that, if that makes sense.
But it already says in the paragraph before that that the AACC commits to promoting education, dialogue, and awareness. So then, that's okay. I'm just thinking, like,
for like to make it
just
concise,
like,
and stuff.
Yeah, it kind of like it kind of gives the
to an extent time.
Move to extend time for informal discussion for 1 minute.
Second. Motion to extend time for 1 minute by Senator Mamon, second by Senator Chair, anyone opposed? Okay. It just gives the vibe that, like, if we say that the ASUC does something, we also have to clarify that elected officials have to do it. So it, like, shows a disconnect between what the ASUC promises to what elected officials are supposed to do. Because if we say the SUC, then it should be everyone in the SUC, like including commissions and committees and ad hocs and Senate and exec. But now this just, it's just like, oh, and in the exception that elected officials do not wish to honor their lives, although we just said that the SUC committed to it, they are encouraged to do so. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just feel like, for me, I think what you're saying makes sense as well, but I don't know how much we should edit. Like, I think I'm fine with it right now, and I think I wish Jada or someone from her office was here if we wanted to make further edits. Maybe we can remove the word elected officials, so it can just be like all ACC officials are encouraged to do this. Besides that, I think it's, from my perspective, I think it's fine.
I just wonder what other, because I've seen a lot of the, like, honoring a specific day, so I'm just like curious what to the, like, what the other language was for the other bills that we've forwarded, because then if it's like different than
do you
want to
extend
one,
time
mm-hmm. It's okay, we can just move on, we don't have, yeah.
Does anyone want to co-sponsor?
Oh, can you extend time?
I'm moved to extend time for
1 minute. Motion to extend time by 1 minute by Senator Mamon. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Tai. Anyone opposed? Seeing here right now.
Wait, should we not tell Jada and her team to maybe fix the language or offer suggestions?
Yeah, I think maybe we can text Jada to do that instead of doing it right now, before the Senate meeting.
Yeah. Like, we could still forward it to the Senate,
yeah.
But she can already prepare what she would change, and then it
can just
be like a copy.
I think that's better, and then she can decide herself.
Yeah, I'll send it to her.
And then I'll co-sponsor.
Sean says, hey, Sarah, is it possible to take the bill off the agenda for now? Thanks.
But can
what
you tell
mean?
Him, like, can you, like, be
it's
here by,
weeks.
By, like, next week then? Because
it's been, like, 3 or 4 weeks.
They pulled up an old bill. Basically, like, the other ones that recognize a day, like, it stated that they are recognizing it, not so much enforcing students and, like, ACC officials to honor it. That's what I've seen, like, in the one that Margaret passed, recognition of genocide in Sudan, like, that one was just as it is. Like, we are recognizing, like, that this is happening.
I think for this one in particular, though, it was, like, listing particular companies that to boycott. I think this one's a little different since it's, like, a historical, like, recognition. So just, like, encouraging, let's, like, continue to have conversations about this. Let's continue, like you're encouraged to do, like, it's not, like, instituting anything for us to do. It's not going to, like, change any of our jobs, but it's just, like, it's encouraged you to, like, have, like, you like, talk about.
Right, but if you're saying that you're formally honoring and recognizing them, you can't say that you're encouraging it after.
Or
it's
maybe,
like,
it's, like, if, for example, America.
This is the one I found. Recognizing Ed Roberts Day. That's, like, a similar thing, I think. And with that, like, it just says the ASUC will continue to recognize and uplift the history of activism for disability rights. Like, it doesn't say that elected officials will.
So then it should say, then, if you want to keep the wording encouraged, like, make it obvious that, like, they should be doing programming and, like, bringing awareness to it. It should say, like, they are encouraged to officially honor by doing this, you know?
But then isn't that a little too, like, because then you're, like, I think that's a little, like, then it goes to the other end where it's, like, now you're instituting stuff people have to do in their jobs. Now it's, like, now it's kind of feels like, oh, you have to do the program this particular year.
But by saying that you encourage to officially honor, but, like, saying that you honor it before
that.
That
makes sense, too, yeah.
It's,
but
like, then you have the option not to honor it, even though you just said that you formally honor it.
Maybe a way for it to be, like, low-stakes institutionalized is doing something, like, shake it out of part that says, every year, the week of this day, you know, the AECC reads a statement about the history of this day, and it could be the same one every year, maybe, like, a little altered if there's someone from that community that year, like, for this year, it's, like, Jada or, like, Rain, who's, like, the East Asian senator. That's only if she's interested, but I feel like that could combat the, like, redundance of it.
The thing is, like, there is not really redundance, because before that paragraph, she says that we have to promote education, dialogue, and awareness.
Maybe we can change the word for the first one. It says, like, the ACC honors this. We can say the ACC, like, recognizes it, and then with the next one, like, NAVA officials should.
She has both of them.
Okay. I think we should just, like, we should just tell her if she wants, like,
to have an answer. What do we want her to do?
I texted her and said that it just doesn't make sense to say, because if you look at the therefore be resolved, it says that the associate students of the University of California formally recognizes, so the ASUC as a whole recognizes formally Japanese American Incarceration Day of Remembrance, and that the ASUC formally honors the lives, resilience, and contribution of Japanese Americans impacted by wartime incarcellation, and that the ASUC commits to promoting education, dialogue, and awareness about the history and legacy of Japanese American incarcellation. And she even specifies through community programming, partnerships, and other initiatives. And then she says, and that ASUC elected officials are encouraged to officially honor Japanese American Incarceration Day of Remembrance. But didn't we just formally recognize it?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Wait, that's why I'm saying it's redundant. Like, it's repeating itself.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it could just be, like,
just one of the options.
One of them. Whether it's either we are encouraged to officially honor, or we formally recognize it. Because then if we formally recognize it, that means that we honor it.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll agree to whatever word.
But I just don't want it to seem that we have to encourage people to honor it, even though everyone is voting technically to recognize this. Because then it seems like people can choose not to. Even though we voted for it.
It's like we're saying that the ACC honors this, but then as an ACC official, you can choose to honor it or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
that make sense?
Well, I think if we want to clarify to her that if she actually wants, like, she's going to have to choose, like, does she want just the AACC to recognize this, or does she want AACC officials to be upheld to doing something for it every single year? That's why I offered the, like, option, because, like, if she goes with that, then that could be, like, a precedent that's set from this year going forward, that the Senate talks about it, like, that day, if it lands on, like, the Senate day, or, like, the week that it lands on, like, every single year.
No,
like, if she actually,
Grace.
Like, they do with Grace, like, if she actually wants something that, like, people can see. But if she wants it more, like, symbolic, then she can go with the recognizes.
Okay. I think it'll also, like, help this solidify as to, like, what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, some tangible evidence from this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can come back. I text it Yeda, and if she doesn't get back to me, then we can just send it to the Senate and tell her to, like, maybe reward during Senate meeting.
Okay. Well, I
motion,
or I move to close informal discussion.
I think it was close.
Yeah.
Now we'll move to item D. Motion to open informal discussion by Senator Duarte, second by Senator Cho.
For how long?
Oh, yeah.
5 minutes?
5 minutes. Anyone opposed? Seeing here none. Yeah. Finally, that is calls upon. Is everyone okay with the resolution?
Yes.
Okay. Then would you be able to close? Oh, would anyone want to be co-sponsored?
Well, I guess I just wonder if...
I don't know if that's
over. You know, like, Daniel sometimes suggests we don't do things that would piss off the UC Regents. Do you think this is something that would...
I think this is, I mean, I'm guessing Daniel would have said something about it. So, since I'm saying, like, we didn't get any feedback,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's fine.
Okay. I motion to close informal discussion.
Second. Motion to close informal discussion by Senator Duarte, second by Senator Stankovic. Motion to send item D to the Senate floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Stankovic. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move to item E. Would anyone like to open informal discussion?
I move to open informal discussion or a formal discussion on Senate Resolution 16.
Motion to open informal discussion on item E for 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
By Senator Stankovic, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Tai. No one opposed. Is there anyone opposed? Seeing here none, we'll open informal discussion on resolution 060.
Can you explain a little bit?
Yes. So what we wanted to achieve with this resolution was just kind of reaffirming that UC Berkeley follows the non-cooperation like UC system-wide like rules and like policies. So far, administration hasn't really said anything about how UCPD or administration will work when encountering immigration enforcement agencies or like agents. And so we wanted to just state that this is what the policy says. Someone knock.
Oh, the outside.
Yeah.
Did you see him? It was you.
Yeah.
Oh yes. I see now.
Someone.
Oh, she texted.
Yeah.
Shoot. Can I go to five comms?
Yes.
May I?
And also just like reaffirming that Berkeley is like a sanctuary city. And so as a result, a lot of things that we follow the same sanctuary policies. But yeah, it's pretty much just restating the facts. And we're kind of asking for administration to be more transparent when it comes to this. So hopefully, for instance, when there was the 160 names being released, like I think there should have been some conversation because this basically falls under non-cooperation policies. So if there was like, if they were turning down like a name that was an international student, for instance, to like DHS, then they should be transparent about why they're doing this, even though they shouldn't be cooperating with this agency. But they haven't really said anything about this thing. So we were just wanting to like make sure that we kind of stand in solidarity with students. And that we ask for UCPD and the administration to reaffirm their commitment to this and like be more transparent about it.
I motion to close it.
Did you add my name?
Yes.
And then I second.
Motion to close informal discussion by Senator Vidarte, the second by Senator Cho. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move out of informal discussion. Would anyone be able to forward it to the Senate?
I move to forward item E to the Senate.
Second.
Motion to forward item E to the Senate, second by Senator Cho. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, E will be sent to the Senate.
Did Jada respond?
Yes, let me see what she said.
Something about like Sean's
bill. We are gonna table it to next week, right? Is that, are you guys okay with that?
Should we table it then?
Yes.
It's impending. I don't know if we don't need to make a motion.
Can you jump from new business to
thinking? Yeah, technically you can go back.
Should we table?
Yes.
I move to table item A to next week.
I see.
Motion to table item A under pending business to next week. Second by Senator Duarte. Motion by Senator Cho. Is there a second? I mean,
second.
There was a second already. Anyone opposed? Oh my god, I'm like multitasking like four different things, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm like so lost. Okay, that will be tabled for next week. Also, big news, I got diagnosed with ADHD, so I'm so excited.
Do you have DSP?
No, I just got diagnosed. So I'm so excited to get, like, my accommodations.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Feel?
I didn't know if, I, like, should I? Like, yeah,
I'm trying to turn it into something exciting.
Yeah. Okay, minutes. That's going on the record.
We approve the agenda.
So we can't add anything else to match. Unless we like go back and like do all that stuff like he does.
Then what are we doing?
Cause Daniel's gonna be here in like
soon.
Low-key like half an hour.
Oh. Maybe he'll know if we can do it. Like, half an hour.
Yeah. And so
wait,
I'm like,
also,
hey Daniel, can you like maybe hit us up like later? I'm just kidding.
What's the interview for?
CCO.
For the accountability day? Or like, sorry,
no,
I haven't
like,
been
like interviewing the next CCO, the applicants.
I see.
Which will be next week.
I think there's a way to do this. I think you can, we've done this during Senate, where we approve it and then we go back. How is the motion called? I have no idea. Let me think about it. Let me look into okay, so it seems like we have two options. We can amend the agenda, but instead of just like passing by like a second, it requires like 2/3 of the like committee to be approved, or we can suspend the rules and then we can just do whatever. We can just amend it because we're suspending the rules, so we don't have to follow the rules. But
maybe we do the 2/3 vote.
We can just, someone would have to amend, and then we'll do a vote. And then we can amend the agenda and add it to, it would be then, I guess, immediate business? But, just new business.
New business?
Because in this case, it works the same.
Okay. I move to add discussion of CCO interviews.
Wait, you have to open to amend the agenda first. A motion to amend the agenda.
I move to amend the agenda to add CCO applicant interview preparation on to new business.
Motion to amend the agenda to add the training by Daniel onto new business. I think I'm gonna do a sort of like a roll call, if that works with y'all. So what's happening is that we forgot to add Daniel to the agenda, or more so like I forgot actually. And so we're gonna have to amend the agenda, so now we require a 2/3 vote.
Okay.
So you can just say yes or no. Senator Ramon?
Yes.
Senator Sankovic?
Yes.
Senator Tara, Senator Tai?
Yes.
Senator Nunez? Senator Rodarte?
Yes.
And Senator Cho?
Oh, yes.
I don't know why I started with you. I was supposed to like go this way, but then I just went through the list here, so okay. So that means that motion passes, which means we'll amend the agenda. And now we have to approve the agenda as amended. So
I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Motion to approve the agenda as amended by Senator Cho. Second. By Senator Mimon. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, the agenda has been amended and approved.
Question about something else that was on the item, another
yes.
Bill.
Ooh. Papa.
So bit what I just
just kidding. Which one? Okay.
This was still included in it. And I don't think, because if we just remove it right now, I don't think we should forward this to the Senate because it's like a private document. I think this is like a mistake. So I think we should just like, I don't know what the ruling is, but I feel like we should just like. But then wouldn't it be on the, like, because wouldn't we have to edit it? Because.
Wait, that's weird because I think that's an admin thing. I think they shouldn't have put that there.
Okay. Or no, I think it's when.
The Sanctuary City one?
No. I think they're supposed to be in the draft.
I don't think they would want it to be like sure, because it's like.
Wait, which one is that?
So can we just like delete? I don't know if we can just delete it, because then isn't this now like part of the bill?
Yeah.
So then should we like table the bill then?
We're already forwarding.
Can we unforward it?
So you just don't want to forward it at all?
Because I don't think we should, because I think this is like.
Wait, you can just delete that.
But then wouldn't we have to like straighten through, but it would still be part of the document. Because I think it's like a private.
Can you go into
closed session?
Session?
I moved into closed session for 5 minutes.
Motion to open closed session for 5 minutes by Senator Mimon. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Rodarte.
Should we tell Summer to come here?